No real surprises in the latest USDA look at cattle feedlot numbers, which basically confirm what the market knew already.
There are a lot of cattle out there.
And in there, too, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum, the report showing placements of cattle into feedlots during May were 1.88 million head, 10% above May a year ago. Marketings of fed cattle out of feedlots, just under 1.8 million, 5% more than a year ago. Leaving feedlots on June 1st with 10.8 million head, 2% more than a year ago. Prices are reflecting the big supply, Shagum says, as of last week.
Steer prices are averaging about $117 compared to almost $150 a year ago at this time.
So are we about as low as we're going to go?
We are close to the bottom. I mean, we would anticipate during the second half of the year we'll be seeing our cattle prices averaging in the low $120 range.
So still far below last year, but Shagum says there is still money to be made in the beef industry, just maybe not quite as much as in the past. For feedlots,
some may be making money, some still may be losing money. Obviously, you're not in the dire straits that you were late in 2015, early 2016, when the losses were hundreds of dollars per head.
And for packers?
Packer margins are still positive, as they've been able to take advantage of these lower cattle prices, even though we have seen some recent weakness in wholesale beef prices.
Meanwhile, let's go back down the chain to the beginning. Shagum says for cow-calf operators,
there may not be the kind of expansion going forward that you would have thought earlier, but the returns to the cow-calf operators are likely still favorable for continued modest expansion.
As to any effects of the British vote that would extract them from the European Union,
at this point, it's extremely difficult to forecast how this will play out.
Now, the immediate effect was to send corn and soybean prices down, which would be a positive for many cattle producers. But for the cattle markets themselves, Shagan told us,
the main effect is that we're seeing to some extent is going to be more on the future side of things than on the cash side, because the cattle have to come to slaughter. And that's going to be, and the meat's going to be eaten over the next couple of weeks. So that will be the demands of the marketplace right now are what's going to be driving to a large extent the cash markets.
Beyond that, Shagum says again, there's no way to forecast how that British vote will affect the cattle markets or even on the long view if it will affect them. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.